finding a magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Wednesday, folks, the 23rd of August, 2006. We're into our second hour of my guest today. Very glad to have him on board. He's been all over this network, but I've never interviewed him. I heard him on Rick Adams' show, I think it was last week. And Dr. Parker, how many emails, when you did his show, how many emails did you get?
Let's see, the first one was about 4,000. The second one, server couldn't handle it. The second interview, I understand there's about 17,000.
My goodness.
And what I'm planning to do, I'm going to answer every one of those people what I'm planning to do. I'm grouping various questions into subjects and then answering the subject. That's my intention, so that the folks that are listening can at least come across, reference concepts and other things.
That's one way to do that. But I was thinking, and I was talking to Danny, because I'd heard the amount of emails, and I was just astounded of how many emails you actually got. And I guess you could do this. You could streamline it somewhat and do the groupings and then answer the questions, I guess, in a generic fashion. But what I'd much rather see you doing is probably your own radio program where you could field the questions live, because you know as well as I do, one person has a question, there's 25 other people that have the exact same question.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just playing around with that idea. We might have to put you on this network.
Well, I would really be quite honored. I'd be quite honored. I would be, quote, speechless at the opportunity, but
don't do that, because talk show hosts have to do one thing, and that's talk.
I know what you mean. I would welcome such a thing. I feel that I have many, many months of real world stuff still in me, and I'm doing real work, And I would love to interact with the people.
That's why there are no programs on this network that are pre-recorded, because that live interaction, what the subject matter that we deal with on this network, Doctor, I mean, it ranges, it's such a broad range. And it has to be live, and it has to be interactive. And that's the beautiful part of this. And as this network expands, and the more listeners that are out there, it's just a joy, because that means that we're getting through to the people on no matter what subject matter. It doesn't matter what it is, but people are responding to it. They're waking up. They're getting information. And the only thing that I see to combat idiocy is information. Folks, try this at home. Write this down. ID10T. Just write it out and tell me what it says. Well, if you don't have a pen in hand and you're driving in your car right now, it spells idiot. We're not idiots. These people that listen to this network are some of the best informed people on planet Earth. We'll take the break, come right back with our guest today, Dr. Wynn Parker.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are back with my very special guest. You know, folks, you ever wonder where some of these people come from and why they're doing what they do? You know, there's a very simple equation about this. Because they care. You know, this isn't something you're genetically born with. This is just part of human nature, but it's the part of human nature that needs to be encouraged to flourish. More people need to have this. It's in your genome mapping. Have you found a care gene in your mapping?
Yeah, well, we found that there's some thought that there is a behavior gene. There are two of them. No one knows how they're interconnected as yet, but there has been two series of genes, actually, for behavior, for various types of behavior. And there's also been some genes that have been found that have to do with what is called subsurface survival, which I think also integrates into the idea of caring, because my basic theme has always been that people instinctively, I'll use the word instinctively, want to survive. And they're more interested in the survival of themselves, but the society and the environment has changed a lot of the influences of these various behavior genes in such a way that has made it more personal and more selfish for people. So your analysis is totally correct that caring is very important. The reason that I'm very much pushed on that button that you're mentioning is that I firmly believe that there are a lot of people walking around, let's just take America, that have a lot of knowledge, but they're retired, or no one, you know, talks to them, or they don't become, you know, approached in any way. And when I think of the knowledge that's out there that could be implemented to solve a lot of these very real-world problems, I care a lot about the survival of the culture, because we have to change the way the culture's directions are going so that we can influence a better gene pool system.
Let's open up the phone. By the way, I wanted to ask you: do you have a website?
I have an email. I have an email, and I'm going to have a website very soon, and I'll explain what that's going to be about. But my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net.
That one more time.
kwati@sbcglobal.net. And what I would like to do, request that the audience, if they would like to have a grand jury of science and technology in this country, just to email me and say yes, or email me and say no. And let's take a little survey out there and see what kind of suggestions that the public would have for this new legal principle which I've written. And let's see where we go with it.
Well, and I was talking to some of the crew here at the network during the break, and one of the new people walked up to me and looked at me and said, "This is something you'll never hear on any other radio program or on TV or anything else." And I said, and the beauty about this is once that this man's name gets out there, all of his research and all of his information and what he's attempting to do, then at that point in time, more people come into the fold to help you move this thing along.
Mm-hmm.
This is not rocket science on how you get things done. If you recognize a problem, okay, fine, it's a problem. Does it need action, and does it need direct action immediately? Well, on an issue such as this, most assuredly. But then where do we go from there? Where are the stumbling blocks? Where are the blocks out there that are preventing things from moving along at a pace that would merit, because this is such a high priority item, that merits that kind of movement? Well, and again, it's other people coming into this, other qualified people in their fields joining with you to help this thing move along. This is why I was suggesting a radio program of your own, because that's what happens. That's when people that have this energy and this drive to do the right thing, that deserves and it calls for people's support. And you would be amazed, Doctor, of the support and the people that you're going to meet once you do a radio. Well, you've already met a lot of them through the email, through
the
internet.
Well, if I can make a suggestion on my own radio show title, I'd like to call it Parker's Pathways.
Parker's Pathways works for me. I like it. Parker's Pathways.
It's got it's the way biology works in pathways. It's the way metaphysics work in terms of our personal development, and also pathways themselves that people find to find their way.
By the way, Danny always monitors the program. Did you hear that, Danny? It's Parker's Pathways. The only thing we got to do is find you a spot in the lineup.
Yeah.
So that'll be taken care of. I'll tell you what, let's take some calls here. I don't like to leave the callers hanging. If you want to join in on this conversation today, folks, this is important. This is something that you're dealing with every day. You love and care about your family. Well, do you care enough to learn more and to really help yourself and your family? Spread the love. more importantly, spread the information. 800-313-9443. Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey guys, wonderful program, wonderful program. We're going through a dilemma up here. There's a lot of aquifers in the ground, and we have artesian wells, and we get the water from directly right from underground lakes, or they call them aquifers.
Mm-hmm.
And the government wants to come in. This was they proposed in the state of Vermont legislation. They want to come in and put meters and try to find out how much water we're actually pumping out of the aquifers in their state. So, you know, there's not that much city water around here. There's like three or four cities in the whole state.
Here's the question, Jeff. Are they looking for contamination, or are they looking at your usage so they can tax you on it?
100% correct. They're taxing.
There you go.
They want. We know this, and they put in a guise or whatever they want to call it. We want to see how much water is getting pumped out of the ground. And they're trying this in Maine, then the lawyers in Maine said, oh, we'll go to Vermont because it didn't work in Maine. We'll go to Vermont and try to do it. And there's a lot of public outcry about
it. Hey, Jeff, I'll make them a deal. You can tax that water if you can demonstrate to me that you made the product.
they don't own the water.
There you go. They'll try to regulate and control it.
Yeah. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. I have some input to give you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bill, House of Representatives Bill 4560. That has got a lot of money in there, about $300 million on the rough. To be able to put meters on the streams and wells, and there's another issue here that's involved with the meters. It's very real world. The eminent domain cases on the Roland case, the Halo case, the Jepson case, all of those that have gone to federal courts. They talk about the eminent domain of land being used for tributaries and wetlands. Some of these things have been overruled, some have not. But what the issue is, when they talk about the land, they're talking about the water. Because that's been my issue. The fact is, who owns the water? And this is why... If I had been a talk show host to be able to be at the United Nations talk show at the United Nations, I would have asked five of the major leaders of those countries, why is it the United Nations says, well, water's a right? And my position has been all along publicly and every other way, then we should have a right to vote what goes in the water if water's a right. And they're saying, well, you don't have a right to the water because that's part of being a stakeholder. In other words, they're saying to you in Vermont particularly, well, you're a stakeholder. You're only renting the water. Well, if you're renting the water according to an accounting process, then why is it that you can't vote on the concept of how much water you use and the product that you're making from the water? And you know what you're making? You're making body processes. And herein goes the whole process. This is why I call it toilet to tap. On the initiative concept is the other concept that we should be able to eliminate the processes of the recycle water and the endocrine disruptors, which are in the water, and plus all the other chemicals. How is it that we cannot stop that process because we don't own the water?
We do own the water.
You see where we're going here, Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the constitutional aspect of it, the government was never thought of to, you know, when this state or this country was founded, to even think that the government owns the water now. So you can't use the water unless we give you permission to use it. And if you do use it, we're going to charge you money to use it.
And that's right. It's called under the reasonable use appropriation doctrine. And the idea is based upon where first in use, first in time. And the whole process here, however, that was the day when farmers could adjust their water allocation. What you have here is a situation where you're being asked to pay for something that you don't own.
All right, hang on a second. Jeff, hang on. Doctor, if you'll hang on.
Yeah.
His email, and we watch you get another 4,000 here, is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And that is for Dr. Wynn Parker. We will take this short break. We'll be right back. Hang on, Jeff, and we'll get to other calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that ancient cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The phone lines are now open. Give John a call at 1-800-313-9443.
Declaring independence.
All right, folks, we are back. Jeff in Vermont, if you'd like to finish up with your questions or comments, sir.
Yes, I just want to thank the radio station a lot. We just defeated a bill that was going through the House with the RFID chips and fitting all our animals in our state, and turned on a lot of people to download some information from your website, and they did that, and we won for now, and they're putting on hold, and we probably had 300 to 400 people show up at the state house.
Really?
It was really good, and they are not pursuing it anymore, and I just hope they do it with the water too, and it's just people have to stick together and get educated and learn and spread the gospel, I guess. You know, this stuff is what they're doing.
Yeah, Jeff, there's enough there's enough people out there that care, and there's a myriad of different care projects that we can do out there, and people have been wanting to jump on this bandwagon, but there's been no foothold. There's been no place for them to go. Nobody's been, you know, rallying the crowds, doing the parade.
Jeff? I have one comment. I have a couple before you go. One thing you need to be aware of is something that I'm trying to spearhead the awareness level, is that what the government has done is use the recycled water concept to call it recharged water. In other words, they'll take the water from your meter.
on the thing it's running on. They call it dual piping. What they'll do is put it in the ground and leave it there for 30 days and then pump it back up again and saying, well, it really came from the ground. That series of laws to govern that were put forth in 1987, and that was passed by the United States Congress to do that. And so, the second, which you can see the problems here. I mean, if you have blended water and you have a health issue, which is most of us, in terms of if we drank any of that kind of blended water, we are unloading a what is called, if you will, a pathway of amino acids for signaling in the water molecule itself for enzymes that are supposed to protect your body. The other thing that I wanted to mention was that the title of what I want to have as a national constitutional amendment is called Grand Jury of Science and Technology for Reexamination of Bureaucratic Food, Water, and Infrastructure Engineering Decisions. That's the title of it. And what I have done is put forth the idea of this very position to amend every state constitution, each state's differently done, to define and implement a legal probable cause, I call it, oversight of science and technology decisions by administrative hierarchies that influence the greater populace for science and technology systems which are implemented in water, food, medical protocols that harmfully and criminally impact human and animal health. Now, in out of 50-some states, there are nearly 20 states, the attorney general say you can't do that in our state because the people don't have an initiative process. That only the lawmakers can make the laws. The people don't have any input. And so I'm saying, okay, if you want to have it that way legally, then we go to the Constitution on the floor of Congress. Are you with me, Jeff?
I understand that, but a lot of these people in Vermont or even in Washington, D.C., they're a bunch of idiots. They don't know their elbow from another sling I could use. But
yeah, but
the problem with Congress in Vermont, they go along. Whoever gives them money, it seems like, or you know,
You've had a senator in there that's been feeding Vermont on their highway bill for 47 years.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You
and
know
should,
and.
It, that money could be allocated towards education when it comes to water and just
yeah.
And keeping the government out of water and keeping the chemicals out of water. I mean,
that's
I guess
right.
We're fortunate up here we don't have to deal with a lot of that stuff, but, you know, saying they own the water, saying this is our water that's in the ground.
That's right.
Oh, sorry about your luck, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And the health officers, by the way, in each state are saying, and they say it in front of the press, we are sorry that there are a few people that have been affected by the contaminations in the water.
It seems like there'd be a lot more than a few people. Just a few people got,
yeah,
you know,
that's in the press. Yeah, and this is why there is that little handle in here. Keep in mind, Jeff, and you know this better than anyone by your intelligent question for sure. Without water, you don't develop. You don't real estate develop. You don't commercially develop your small bio towns, your new towns, your new roads to these new towns that they're building because the Midwest is essentially gone. It's deteriorated. The infrastructure is destroyed because of NAFTA treaties, because of the Texas Highway, because of all these things that are going on. And now they want to build new towns. Well, how are they going to build new towns? They have to have the water to do it. So they have to have these contrivances on the floor of the United States Congress. Water to them is the most important item. It's worth more than gold to them. They don't tell the public that, but I know that. And this is why I am confident that this groundswell of this concept that the people can come in and have this other way to work this, it's going to work. And by the way, when I pass this by, guess who thought of this idea? It was Thomas Jefferson, but no one picked up on it. And I, by accident, wrote it independently, and then I found out Thomas Jefferson thought of it. Well, if Thomas Jefferson thought of it, it's good enough for me.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
All right. Okay, we got to take the break here. We'll be back with the rest of your phone calls with my guest today, Dr. Wynn Parker, right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Sapman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line-out, and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. If you would like to email Dr. Wynn Parker, you can do so at kwati@sbcglobal.net. He is working on his own website. He will have that here pretty soon. And hopefully we can have the good doctor on Republic Broadcasting Network, because he's doing a lot of good work. And it's something, ladies and gentlemen, you know, people, doctor always asks me the question, well, what can I do to help? Well, we have as many varied people listening to this network. I was shocked and amazed. I mean, anybody, doctors, lawyers, cops, professional people, stockbrokers, garbage haulers, it doesn't matter. We cross the Rubicon out there, and we're talking to America about what Americans feel that should be done. Okay, they believe that things are wrong, and they're waiting with bated breath, but they have no place to plug into, doctor, to help move things along.
I would, if I may, I would like to give my mailing address in case someone wishes to write or be a part of the future donations that need to be done to put these initiatives out there on these states.
All right, go ahead.
The name, of course, is Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's P.O. Box 864, Millbrae,
MILLBRAE, California 94030. And you want me to repeat that?
I will do so. It's P.O. Box 864. By the way, Wynn Parker is spelled W-I-N-N, of course, Parker. And that address is 864 Millbrae, California. M-I-L-L-B-R-A-Y.
A-E.
A-E.
E is an Edward.
See, that's why I always repeat this stuff, so I make sure that I get it.
Yeah.
Millbrae, California, 94030.
Thank you, John.
All right.
One of the things about the, on the Jeff call, he was talking about the Congress and how miss the target they are. If you had an investment portfolio analysis, like as I do, on analyzing intellectual property for companies that are directly involved with water, there is a company. I'm not pushing these companies at all. These just happen to be the ones that are doing work that I'm familiar with. And they're not my clients. But one is Acacia Research Corporation. That they are developing water testing systems for the future bioterrorism on biothreats. One is called Cifrin, Cifrin Biosystems. They are getting involved in the diagnostics market of water contamination. GE Healthcare out of Amsterdam spends nearly $400 million a year on this issue to try to solve it. And I've seen their ion exchanger that they want to put in homes, and it'll take them years to get there. The other is Cretech, K-R-E-A-T-E-C-H. They're out of Great Britain, and they're involved with purifying proteins from contaminated water. There's another company called Celex, S-C-E-L-X-A, Celexa, which is working on the genome project for therapeutics from contamination of inside the human body. Another one is Liposcience. They're owned by Varian, and they're doing a work that is just beginning to look like something in terms of skin disorders. And of course, there is the Affymetrics company, AFFYMETRAX. They, of course, invented the chip for determining gene detections in under the skin, and of course they're going to be, in my opinion, one of the pioneer companies for the development of cancer detections way ahead of time in gene therapy.
And let me interject something here, because a lot of people at first, doctor, when you talk about gene therapies or the splicing of genes or whatever, a lot of people had a negative reaction to this. And I know, and I knew in my heart of hearts, you know, anything can be used for evil purposes as well as good. I mean, classic example, folks out there, that most folks would understand, you know, the gun grabbers out there, the people that want to take the self-protection of your property out of your hands, they have their agenda, and they lack the propensity here to give you the balance to the other side of the equation. They don't tell you how many crimes against people and property that it prevents every year. But when this thing about genes first started coming on the scene 10, 15 years ago, people were just real leery of this. And I knew in my heart of hearts that anything can be used for, like I said, evil purposes, but there is a lot of good things that can come out of this, the gene therapies and the studying of the gene structures. Hey, can you just elucidate on that for a minute or two?
Absolutely. The principle that the audience should hear is that you cannot put a gene in a place it doesn't want to go. That is a basic biological nature principle. And the other principle is that the genes themselves have their own, quote, what I call gene society of selection. And I have a phrase that I use all the time. You cannot fool Mother Nature. No matter how hard you try. I can remember when I was involved with the frost tree strawberry. That was years ago. And I remember the religious people coming after me, threatening me with my life when we were trying to plant the frost tree strawberry. My car was turned over, and it was burned. I never appeared in public since then. But the frost tree strawberry is a fruit which grows in cold weather and feeds one-third of the world's population today. And the two most eaten products out there in the world are, believe it or not, are artichokes and strawberry. But the whole thing comes down to the fact, since those days, we have, just like the other day, we came up and accidentally found out how the heart muscle has a gene in it which is triggered by the chloramine. It's called KCNH2, and it affects the QT wave of the PRSTQ wave of the heart on the electrocardiogram. Knowing that means that we can change the trigger mechanism of the water to not cause that heart gene to be triggered. So, and if one wants to take bad people, quote, of which there are many, like Dr. Anthrax, who was over in the Saddam Hussein point. There was a lady who was called Dr. Anthrax because she developed all these anthrax products. The point is, but she was misguided. But the point is that it never got anywhere because there is a built-in mechanism of success that can only be done a certain way. You cannot put those genes in a place they don't want to go. And the future medicine is gene therapy, as what I was talking about earlier about our immunology system being depleted. If I had my on my own show on Parker Pathways, I would discuss at great length each disease that it was no longer going to be a disease, but is going to be permitted to change in a good way. This is something that that is so incredible in terms of making the human body work better, not just to lengthen life, but to change the gene structure for the next generation in a good way. And that, and then the body will do it itself if we don't contaminate it continually. And so that's where gene therapy will come in to try to in run those ideas.
Well, and in a perfect world, if we could snap our fingers and eliminate all the toxins that are in our water to stop the processes of chemical fertilizers that's literally destroying the good earth, if we could snap our fingers, doctor, and tomorrow all that be gone, we might not have to go there. But this is through awareness, through education, through systematic elimination of these problems that are commercial, they're actually started commercially. They're for profit. You know, why do farmers dump chemical fertilizers in their land? Well, so they can get a greater yield. But do they really look at the environmental damage that those chemical fertilizers do? It burns out the soil. We're growing foods. Oh, they look real good. Oh, they look fantastic. The nutritional value of the food? Nothing. You know, so this is a necessary step, I believe, in when we're recognizing and eliminating those problems that are toxifying our entire environment. We have to have a technology available to use to go along with that. Would you agree or disagree?
Absolutely, because my whole my other form of my thesis as a solution to the toxicity of the water and the food is based upon alternate engineering, which should be placed at the headwater. In other words, reverse osmosis, ozonation, ultraviolet light, plasma engineering, these types of things are states of the art that can be improved upon. And if they are placed at the headwater, then we have an opportunity to change our very existence down line. We don't have to deal with 65 years or 80 years of rotten pipes, which are being disinfected. We're drinking the rotten pipe, the disinfection, and the rest of it that goes with it that's recirculated. And then when we circulate out our 9 ounces of water that's made from the metabolism itself And we do that every day out of the 82 ounces that we have in our body that we're moving in and moving out. Why then we are contaminating the recycled water again and placing it back into the cycle. If we have alternate energy technologies to be invented, in other words, if you start in the state of the art, as you're saying, if you have the engineering to work this out from this other way, then you could be as Milwaukee. Milwaukee developed an ozonation process that only cost them $8 million, but they saved their town. They saved their town. And they had ultraviolet light they've just placed in there 4 years ago, and they've taken care of the viruses and the bacteria and the processes, and they have a new filtration system, and they use the alternate energy technologies at that time. Well, the alternate energy technologies have improved vastly since then, but Milwaukee, again, is going ahead and doing some excellent work to work this out.
And the commercial aspect, let's throw this into the equation. Many people that are commercially involved in certain things, I mean, pick one, that when a new technology comes along that they feel threatened, rather than doing their own research and development and shifting away from whatever their manufacturing base is or their service or their product or whatever the case may be, they look at this as being a threat, and they'll pay tons of lawyers, they'll bribe politicians, they'll do whatever they can to survive in their own little self-proclaimed reality.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, what's happening is the people that are either using their product or their service or their process or whatever it is are being severely damaged. And you said at the outset here about tort reform, this idea that if you're drinking contaminated water that's emanating from another state, we only put a cap on, you can't sue them, but we have a litigation cap here of, say, $5 million. Well, they might have done $500 million of damage if you want to put a price
Absolutely.
Tag on human life.
That's the reason that the alternate energy state-of-the-art technologies, I call it at the headwater, because that's where when the water comes out of the mountains and goes into these new, you know, the reservoirs, which need to be retrofitted as well. But the health costs that we have now, John, at the other end, are greater than the full price for the Iraqi war.
Well, don't worry. If Hillary Clinton gets herself elected as president in 2008, we'll have national health care. Doesn't that make you feel better?
Well, when Hillary Clinton, I'm not being political when I say this, but it's reality. She had those closed meetings. There were weren't any health people in those rooms. And when the socialized health care system that she has proposed is an utter disaster. In terms of implementing any type of new technologies to make this work. It's a total socialization of medicine, which hasn't worked since history was written. And in fact, the Italians gave up on it before Christ, 400 years before Christ. They have some of the writings of how they tried to do this.
Well, you know what, doctor? If I don't get to these phone calls, they're going to come gunning for me and might flip my car over.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go to Patrick in Kentucky. Hello, Patrick. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, by the way.
Dr. Parker, I was inquiring about what your opinion on distilled water that you buy in the grocery stores is.
Hello, Patrick. Listen, distilled water is devoid of any kind of ion exchange that's necessary for the body to work. And the bottled water doesn't have electrolytes in it in the first place, and it doesn't have magnesium in it, but distilled water is used for laboratory use, for steam irons and other types of instruments that require a non-rust thinking in the instrument. If you take distilled water, Patrick, your chances of depleting minerals in your kidney are very high, which you do not want. You do not want. So I'd stay away from distilled water. It's not gonna help.
Okay. The main reason why I do it is because I've got a candida yeast syndrome, and That's the main reason.
No, I can understand that.
Yeah. Well, what about reverse osmosis, doctor?
Well, reverse osmosis is for Patrick's situation would be very good. In fact, if you can have reverse osmosis and take the water after you get out of a reverse osmosis unit, which isn't going to take out all of the contaminants, but if you, after you have the water, take a drop of iodine, and just one drop, that's all, one drop in a gallon of that water, and that'll help your candida.
Okay.
Patrick, these companies are popping up all around the country.
Right.
And we have one here in Round Rock, Texas. This guy started out with a reverse osmosis. Pretty soon he had to move, not because of problems getting people in and out of his business, but the problem was that the cars were taking up too much room in his parking space, so he had to go and build his own building and build his own parking lot. But this guy, you know, most bottled waters out there, they're expensive. Reverse osmosis water, I've seen it as low as 20 cents a gallon. But even if you paid 30, 35 cents a gallon, it's still competitive with the price of distilled water, and it's much better for you.
Yeah, and the other aspect that I'd like Patrick to know, based upon all of this, no matter what these units are, even though they're reverse osmosis and you can have the carbon filters, absolutely are not going to work. But you keep in mind that at least 25% of what you're trying to take out is still going to be in there. Under the present state of the art, until reverse osmosis and ultraviolet light and ozonation become improved, that's the situation. So always keep that in mind.
Okay, Patrick?
So that's one drop of iodine per gallon?
Yeah. But in your case, somebody else doing that, that's not a good idea. In your case, that'll help you, Patrick.
And how long should he do that?
6 months on the rough.
Okay. Patrick?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I was wanting your website.
He doesn't have it yet, but I'll give you his email.
Oh, it's, okay.
Okay. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net. Or if you folks out there aren't on computer, you can drop him a line. Here's his address. And this is the way you spell his name. It's Dr. Wynn, W-I-N-N, Parker, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, and I'll get it right this time, Millbrae, California, 94030. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay, what was that email address one more time?
It is kwati@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. By the way, doctor, there's a unit that I want to send over to you. You were mentioning ozonization. I can't say the word. Ozonated water. Let me just shorten it. I have a unit here, and I work very closely with a gentleman on aeronizer products, and he has something called an air injector. And I want to send this over to you for your evaluation.
Okay.
And your perusal. I think it is something you want to talk about present-day technology. Well, this is light years ahead of a present-day ozonization process, and I want you to take a look at this thing. It's a fantastic unit, and I want to get your feedback on it.
I'd be glad to do it.
All righty. Aaron in Texas. Thanks for holding, Aaron. You're on the air.
Hi. I just had a question for Dr. Parker. Oh, a couple actually in comments. I was interested in clean water back when Ralph Nader was a big advocate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you answered my question about reverse osmosis because I'm concerned about what a layperson can do for themselves. But, you know, President Clinton passed some legislation that water facilities have to advertise what is in the water. And I get a statement in my Austin water bill here in Texas about what's in the water. So I would think that would be a step in the right direction for people to at least be aware that there's other things in the water besides just H2O.
Right.
I had to ask you about the genetic modification of food because, it's you know, I have a documentary that I watched called The Future of Food about biomedical engineering, and it was not good. And there's a lot of new proteins being, released into the body because of eating these foods that have never existed before. And gene splicing into the food that is creating a whole new, you know, food groups and things, and we don't know how that's going to react to. So I'd like to know your comments about that, because I thought adding genes to food was not a good thing, because they've been splicing all kinds of very odd and unusual things into food to make them drought resistant, to make them bug resistant.
Right.
And I thought that could cause drought.
All right.
And
doctor?
Famine.
Doctor?
Yes. The gene splicing that you're talking about are based upon what are called mini environments. At the moment, the research and development of this is based upon the idea, for instance, for fish in a controlled environment, for corn, controlled environment, peas, controlled environment, the beets and squash are being gene spliced, but they're being spliced for another reason. There are certain products from these foods that are very important in medicine, and that's what that research is really about. When they have these films about gene splicing and people eating them, what they don't tell the public is that those folks are in clinical trials. And clinical trials have these three stages, and so there you go. You have stage one, you pass that, and then you have stage two and stage three. But here again, the government has to approve the trials. And so these things are not done in a vacuum. There is a lot of benefit down the road in terms of gene modification that can be helpful for humans. But most of the gene modification research and development is on another track, which is for animal food. And there's a reason for that. The public doesn't realize that the gene structure of animals for our food is also deteriorated to the point now where it's about 60% of that gene structure is no longer usable.
Right.
And so the public doesn't realize that it's not the question of the humans reacting to it. It's the question of the animals reacting to this in such a way where we have a different product that we ingest.
All right. Aaron, thanks for your call. I want to move on here. We got about less than 2 minutes left. Clinton in Milwaukee. Hello, Clinton.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Parker.
Hi.
I'm trying to make it fast. I came in late after dinner, heard you talking about Milwaukee, and I'm in Milwaukee County. And I don't know if you know, but I think everybody needs to know that 129, that cryptosporidium murders were caused, resulting in the technology that was implemented in Milwaukee. The mayor caused the death of 129 people rather than going to the public to get the funds to upgrade the water plant. What he did is he pulled the engineers from the clean water intake from Lake Michigan and let it happen on purpose. Murdered 129 people who literally puked and crapped themselves to death from cryptosporidium. Thousands of people from Milwaukee were sick for weeks. Companies lost millions of dollars so this filthy pig, John Norquist, who was the mayor at the time, could get the money, scare the money out of everybody to upgrade the water plant.
Yeah, I heard about that story.
Yeah,
there was another side of it. There was another side of that, too, where you have to look at the good side of that one, I'll tell you, because of the ultraviolet light that was added to the ozonation process. But the politics of that were not pretty.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call from Milwaukee. I appreciate that very much. Doctor, we're out of time.
Well, I really enjoyed this immensely.
Well, I did also, and I'm looking forward to future developments. Let's just put it in that category.
Okay, John, and I want to thank the audience. Thank you very much for being interested, and let's have Parker Pathways make a pathway.
Well, there we go. Dr. Wynn Parker, thank you, sir.
Okay, John.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That'll do it for us today. A special program, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. You better tune in. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll see you then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.